Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters online, also in the chapel.
Hallelujah. 跟弟兄姐妹, 不论在现场或者在线上弟兄姐妹,大家问安。
This morning, we would like to continue the series of topics, that is, where is your faith for mutual encouragement?
今天早上我们要继续这个主题, 你们的信心在哪里作为大家互相的勉励?
Let's all turn to Luke chapter 8.
我们请大家翻开圣经, 路加福音第8章,
verse 22 to 25.
22节到25节
Luke chapter 8, verse 22
路加福音第8章22节 有一天耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那边去 他们就开了船
23节
正行的时候耶稣睡着了，湖上忽然起了风暴，暴风，船将满了水，甚是危险
24
24节，门徒来叫醒了他，说：“夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。”耶稣醒了，斥责那狂风、大浪，风浪就止住了。25节，耶稣对他们说：“你们的信心在哪里呢？”他们又惧怕，又稀奇，彼此说：“这到底是谁？他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他了。”
Here recorded when Lord Jesus Christ was facing storm, stormy weather with his disciples on a small boat in the middle of the lake.
在这里我们说到了这样的一个情节，主耶稣和他的门徒上了船，来到一个湖的当中，起了大风浪。
When we were sailing on a lake or sea, we didn't want to face any storm.
当我们在水上搭船在水上的时候，我们最怕的就遇到风浪。
We want to have smooth sailing and we wish people smooth sailing too.
因为我们都希望呢，在水上面都能够一帆风顺。However,
in matter of fact, that everyone will face storm in his life.
但是呢，事实上，每一个人在生活当中都会遇到风暴。It's
just a matter of time when it will happen.
这个风暴只不过是时间早晚的问题。It
is a matter of how big the storm is.
那么只是在乎这个风暴是大风暴还是小风暴。
And most important thing is whether you survive or weather the storm without being destroyed.
重点是当我们遇到风暴的时候，是不是我们还能够活得下来？是不是能够度过这个风浪？
It is unrealistic to expect that there's no storm in our life. Everything will go smooth.
如果我们期待人的一生是一帆风顺，那是不实际的了。
We have different kind of storms.
因为在我们的人生当中有不同大大小小的风暴。Like
recently, we are facing the second wave of the pandemic.
就好像现在我们知道疫情进入了第二波。Wow,
in everyone, if you look at the news, you can get so nervous.
每天看新闻，自己都吓自己，吓害怕了。Financially,
if you invested in stocks and recently the stock market go down, and or you may lose your job, and financially you face storm.
那么在经济方面呢，我们可以看到股票的失常，很多人失去工作，这也属于人生的经济风暴。In
terms of family, maybe you face some situation like you didn't expect that can happen.
在我们的生活当中，家庭里面，也许我们会遇到不预期发生的事情。Or
your health.
也许是我们的健康。
So anytime, suddenly, the storm will just come and then try to engulf us.
这样的风暴都是突然而起，在我们的生活当中把我们搅乱了。
So when we were in so much storm and we were so anxious, we tend to cry to Jesus, Oh, where are you?
今天我们遇到风暴的时候，在这焦虑当中，我们总是赶紧叫主啊，你在哪里？
But Jesus asked the disciple in verse 25.
在25节，主耶稣也这么回答。
Where is your faith?
他说了，你们的信心在哪里？
This question is very meaningful and important.
这句话问的是非常好处，也是非常有意义。
Don't ask where is Jesus, but ask where is your faith.
反过来，我们不要说主耶稣你在哪里，反而应该说我的信心在哪里。
Because Jesus expects us to use our faith to face the storm.
原因是因为耶稣期待我们用着对他的信心能够面对风暴。
Don't think that there will be no storm.
不要认为不会碰到风浪。
But faith is for the time of storm.
但是信心就是要能够利用在面对风浪的时候。
But if you couldn't find your faith when you face storm, you'll be destroyed.
今天当我们遇到风浪的时候，我们不知道自己的信心到哪里去了，那就糟糕了。
So that's why we have to think, where is our faith?
所以今天我们要反问自己，我的信心在哪里？
Not to ask where is Jesus.
反而不是去问说主啊你在哪里？
Last night we kind of talked about our faith was lost in fear when we are afraid.
昨天晚上我们提到了说，在人害怕的时候，因为惧怕而失了信心。
We tend to have faith when we are afraid of uncertainty or our future.
那么是的，在当我们遇到不安定或是未来的时候呢，我们在信心上总是会比较弱的。
Especially when we lost something, or we lost an ability, or we lost our health.
也许当我们失去了健康、失去了能力、失去了自信的时候
，So we're so afraid that we don't know how to face the future.
在这样恐惧当中，我们甚至不知道如何未来是怎么样。
When fear set in, the faith will disappear.
当恐惧来到占据人心的时候，人心里面的信心就不见了。
But the Bible already encourages us.
但是圣经鼓励我们。
Last night we turn to Isaiah 41 verse 10.
我们昨天晚上看到了以赛亚书41章的第十节。
Isaiah 41 verse 10.
以赛亚书的第41章的第十节。
Let's read.
第十节这边说到：你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你
啊。Brothers and sisters, in this time of a pandemic or personal uncertainty, we have to remember this verse.
今天，当我们遇到这所有种种的困难、惊慌当中，我们必须要牢牢记住这一节。
And then on the next line, when you highlight five letters in this verse, you get the word called faith.
所以今天如果我们用英文来解释这一节的时候呢，我们看到有五个字母呢可以拿出来，就是我们的信心了。
Okay, this again, right? F, fear not.
所以这边的 F 就是说不要惧怕。
God said, I am with you, F-A.
那这个 A 呢就取自于说我与你同在。
Do not be dismayed, the I is the I.
那么这边说到说不要惊慌，这个 I 呢就是取自于说我就是你的神。
God strengthen you, you get a T from it.
而且更进一步的这个 T 就来自于说我要坚固你
，and eventually God said I'll help you。
那最后主要帮助我
，faith faith。
所以我们看到英文的 faith 呢，就是信心这个字。
Faith is the only weapon to overcome fear。
信心是你我们手中唯一的武器，能够对付那恐惧的。
Because faith cannot coexist with fear together。
因为恐惧跟信心不能够同存呐。
When fear comes。
当恐惧来的时候
，If your heart is occupied by fear，
如果今天我们的心被恐惧占满了
，You cannot have faith，
我们就看不到信心了
，And you lose hope，
而且就会失去盼望了
，And then you give up，
最后我们就只有放弃了。
However， when you set in faith，
但是我们如果抓住了信心
，When you increase faith，
我们如果加强我们的信心
，And then fear we have no place to stay，
那么这个恐惧在我们的心里面就无地自容了。
So your heart can only contain one F。
所以今天我们的心里面只能够存在一个 F 而已。
Whether it is faith or whether it is fear，
不是恐惧就是信心。
So who you let it in is up to you。
所以今天我们让哪一个 F 来到我们的心里面，这我们决定了。
So that's a saying saying that when fear knocks, answer with faith。
所以今天我们在这边有这种说法：当恐惧敲门的时候，要用信心回应啊。
We know that when nowadays a lot of people can lock in our door。
今天我们很多人会发现说，是的，有人会把门关上。
When they lock the door, you have to check who is on the door.
那么有人会说谁在敲门呢？
Nowadays people use the technology. They even can connect to the cell phone and look at the screen and say, oh, who is at the door?
那么今天很多人用很多高科技呢，可以事先看到谁在门外敲门。
You don't even have to open it, and you know who is outside.
那么现在的科技告诉我们说，连门都不用开就知道谁在外面了。
But you have to answer the door.
那么你就要去回应门了。
Now when fear lock in your heart.
但是当惧怕来敲我们心门的时候
，He want to come in，
那么他要想要进来了。
He want you to afraid about your future，
因为他要用惧怕来吓走你面对未来的信心呢。
Afraid you get the coronavirus，
那么会让我们怕说得到病情啊。
Afraid you lose your job，
能够怕会让我们害怕我们会失去工作了。
Afraid you die，
那么会让我们怕死啊。
You afraid of the future，
会让我们怕未来的发展呢。
When fear knocks your door。
当惧怕来敲门的时候
，Answer it with faith。
这时候我们的回应就要用信心回应了。
Answer it with Isaiah 41 verse 10。
那么就要用以赛亚书41章第十节来回应他。
Because if you look at the Bible, really there's nothing we should worry about the future。
就好像圣经里面告诉我们，我们事实上对未来是不用担心的。
Usually what we are worrying。
我们通常担心什么
？We worry about the future. First, we are worried about finance.
那么对未来最担心就是我的经济。
What will happen to me if I lose the job?
今天如果我没有工作，未来怎么办
？Do I have enough money for retirement?
今天我有足够的钱能够退休吗
？And then we worry, even though you have money, but you worry you may lose your money.
有时候我们是有了钱，但是我们又怕这个钱不见了。
However, you think about this, what the Bible tells us?
但是我们想到这一点的时候，想想圣经告诉我们什么
？We are the beloved child of the richest person in the universe.
那么今天我们是什么？是谁的小孩？是全世界最全宇宙最有钱的人的小孩。
Not in the world，
不只是这个世界而已。
Well, you can tell who is the richest person in the world nowadays, Jeff Bezos, right?
那么今天我们很可以告诉大家说，哎，这个地球上谁最有钱
？Wow, he has billions of more than $100 billions of dollars.
是的，他有千万，他有亿万的财产。
But it's nothing to do with you.
但是呢，这个亿万跟我根本没有关系的。
Unless you are his child, maybe it's good.
除非你变成他的小孩，也许还有希望。
But our God is the richest.One in the whole universe.
但是今天我们所敬拜的神是全宇宙最富有的。
Everything belongs to him.
因为每一样东西都是他的。
Physically and spiritually.
不论是属灵或是属肉的。
He will not let us go unprovided.
今天他不会让我们就在那种缺乏当中过活。
And the Bible tells us, God, we are the children, we are the beloved child of the greatest physician of the whole universe.
那么今天我们圣经又告诉我们，我们是全宇宙最好医生的小孩。
Of course, when you look for a doctor nowadays, you can go for online search, ranking, review, see which doctor is good.
是的，当我们要看医生呢，我们总是到电脑查这个医生够不够技术高明，有没有这个威望呢
？The famous doctor sometimes take long time in the waiting list.
是的，有名的医生呢，总是要排队排很久。
But if you're the son of that doctor, then of course you don't have to join the line. You can just see him anytime, right?
今天如果我们是那个最有名医生的小孩，我们绝对不用排队，因为他立刻可以看我。
However, very few of us, our parents are doctor.
但是我们在座的可能自己的父母亲都不是医生。
However, we are the child of the most powerful doctor in the whole universe.
但是我们反过来要看，我们是全宇宙最厉害的那位医生的小孩。
It's Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是主耶稣基督。
So there's nothing to be afraid of. When you are running out of option, you can still rely on Jesus.
所以今天我们怕什么？就算我们已经没有任何办法了，我们还可以全心全意靠他。
And there's nothing impossible for God.
所以对这个全能者来说呢，对他每一件事都是可以做到。
So those Bible verses, those thinking have to occupy our heart all the time.
今天我们要让这样的圣经经节常常住在我们的心里面。
So you'll not be overcome by your fear.
所以我们就不会被恐惧给占据。
Secondly, today we will talk about where did we lose our faith.
那么今天我们就要来看看我们的信心掉在哪里了。
We want to share that when you doubt, your faith will disappear.
所以，当我们在怀疑产生的时候，我们的信心就逐渐不见了。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4, verse 38.
我们请看马可福音第四章。
4:38.
四章的第四十八节。
38节。
四章的第三十八节，耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子啊，我们丧命，你不顾吗
？”Do I hear the disciple? They crying to Jesus.
这里我们看到。门徒在叫醒耶稣啊
，because Jesus was sleeping.
原因是因为呢，耶稣枕头睡觉啊。
And then they asked Jesus, "Teacher, do you not care?"
那么他问耶稣说：“父子啊，难道你不顾吗
？”I think you have experience, right? If you are married in the middle of the night, you're very sick, you are crying, but your husband or your wife is still snoring so loud, I think you'll be so angry. What happened to you? Don't you know I'm suffering?
今天我们在睡觉的时候，我们也许疼痛惊醒，但是呢，我们旁边的枕边人呢却睡得呼呼大睡。你会觉得说，哎，你不顾我吗
？Maybe don't blame the person, right? Maybe they are so tired that they're sleeping, right? They didn't know. They really didn't know.
也许睡在我们旁边的人真的不知道，他们也许真的太累了，真的不知道我们自己的状况。
Sometimes when we are in troubles,
有时候我们真的遇到了困难。
Sometimes we have doubt about God.
有时候我们在困难当中，我们就开始怀疑这位神。
We will ask ourselves one question.
我们有时候会问自己这个问题。
Well, does God really care what I'm going through?
这位神真的关心我现在的情况吗
？Sometimes you know what? When we suffer, we tend to put ourselves into the center of the whole universe.
当我们遇到问题的时候，我们总是把自己放在那宇宙的正中心，我就是最大。
We think that we are the only one suffering.
我们会觉得全世界、全宇宙就我一个人在受苦。
It seems that nobody cares.
看起来旁边所有人都不顾我了。
Well, everybody is so busy nowadays, right? Everybody cares about themselves more.
因为现在我们周边的人每一个人都非常的忙，光顾自己都顾不了，怎么会再顾我
？But even sometimes the family love you.
是的，有时候家人很爱我们。
They cannot care too much about you.
但是呢，没有办法全心全意的真的关注我们。
They have their own problems.
因为每一个人都有自己的问题。
So sometimes we pray to God.
有时候我们向神祷告。
But when we pray, we don't have strength.
我们跪下来祷告的时候，我们力量不够。
Because doubt is like a storm.
因为呢，怀疑就好像风浪一样一直在打我们。
If you don't stop it,
如果我们不停止这样
，doubt together and gather become a bigger storm.
我们这种怀疑哈会越来越大，变成大风浪了。
Let's turn to the book of James chapter 1 verse 5 to 8.
我们请看雅各书。
James chapter 1 verse 5 to 8.
雅各书第一章第五节啊第八节.
Chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章的第五节，雅各书第一章的第五节。 你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐予众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。第六节，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就好像海中的风浪被风吹动，风翻腾了。第七节，这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。第八节，心怀恶意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Here there's another kind of storm that can disturb us and stop us.
这里我们看到另外一种风暴会阻止我们，会停止我们的前行。
Which is we have when we have doubt.
也就是说，当我们怀疑的时候。
Yeah, sometimes we pray, but we have doubt.
是的，我们跪下来祷告，但是我们心中有疑惑了。
When we kneel down to pray, we ask God for something.
我们跪下来祷告，向神求。
After a while, your prayer didn't get answered, or you didn't get what you hoped for.
那么我们祷告了一阵子之后呢，我们并没有得到我们所希望得到的。
And then sometimes the thinking will come in.
那么有时候这样的想法就进来了。
Oh, you know what? Your prayer is kind of useless.
我们会觉得自己跪下来这个祷告简直是浪费时间呐。
God doesn't care about you.
因为神根本不在乎我嘛。
He's so busy. Who care about you?
因为呢，他也是很忙的神，他怎么会顾到我呢？
Who are you? Why should God fix your problem?
那么今天我又是谁，在他面前能够他能够帮我解决问题吗？
This is called doubt.
这就是真的疑惑了。
Doubt is the enemy of faith.
疑惑是信心的敌人。
Doubt is not that you don't believe.
疑惑不是说我不信哦。
But we half believe, half not believe.
疑惑表示说我们半信又半疑啊。
Sometimes we believe, but sometimes we do the opposite or think the opposite.
有时候我们试着相信，但是我们的行动却做的是没有信心的事。
You know, some brothers and sisters share the testimony, but when they are in struggle, they face this battle in the heart.
那么有时候我们听到弟兄姐妹做这样的见证，当他们遇到问题的时候，他们的信心事实上是遇到很大挑战的。They
really were, they really think that does God really love them or not?
那么他们有时候真的会有疑惑，说神真的爱我吗？
If God love me, why He let me suffer?
神如果真的爱我，为什么让我遇到这样的困难受苦呢？
If God loves me, why He let me cry? Why He let me go hurt so much?
如果今天神真的爱我，我为什么要经过这样流泪的痛苦呢？
So if you don't stop this storm.
所以，如果我们不把这样的疑惑的风暴移除，
if you doubt that God cares, God loves you.
如果今天我们开始疑惑怀疑神真的爱我吗？
You will stop praying. You will stop going to church. You will stop believing in God.
这样的疑惑会带着我们走进不想祷告、不信神、不去教会。
Because doubt will get bigger and bigger.
因为怀疑这种疑惑会越长越大。
A brother talked to me before.
有个弟兄这么说。
He made a mistake.
他做了一件错事。
And he tried to pray to God.
那么他向神祷告。
He asked God to forgive him.
他向神祷告，祈求神的宽恕。
He prayed so hard.
他很努力祷告，
even shed tears,
甚至流泪祷告，
and he prayed for so long.
他祷告了很长一段时间，
but he still had no strength.
但是他觉得自己还是很软弱，
because in his mind there's a voice talking to him.
因为在他的心里面有一个声音一直告诉他，
oh, God, there's no use for you to pray. You know, God will not care for you.
你祷告是没有用的，因为你祷告了这个神呢，不会关心你的。
And then when he heard about this voice,
当他觉得这个声音越来越大的时候，
oh, his heart goes so down.
那么他的心就真的沉到了谷底。
And he shared this with the ministers.
那么他把这样的一个体验呢，跟教会的长子来说。
The ministers told him,
长子告诉他，
whenever you hear the voice of doubt in your heart,
那么当你听到那怀疑的声音起来的时候，
cast it out in the name of Jesus.
要奉主耶稣的圣名把这个怀疑的声音赶走。
Cast out this doubtful thinking.
那么要把这种疑惑的心情赶走。
You must know Jesus loves you.
你必须要很肯定的知道说耶稣真的爱你。
Yes, you make a mistake.
是的，我们做错了。
You repent.
我们悔改了。
You have to have the faith that God cares about you and will help you.
我们要有这样的信心，神会因为借着我们的悔改重新再来帮助我们。
Lord Jesus Christ mentioned about He cares for us a lot.
主耶稣在圣经里面常常提到，他真的很爱我们，关心我们。
Let's turn to Matthew 10:29.
我们请看马太福音10:29。Matthew
10:29.
马太福音第10:29，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上啊。
30.
第31节，就是你的头发也都被数过了。
31.
31节，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还宝贵。
Why did Jesus say this?
主耶稣为什么这样说？
Because we have doubt.
原因就是因为我们会产生疑惑。
Sometimes we doubt that does God really care about us.
我们有时候怀疑说，甚至疑惑说，神真的关心我吗
？Especially in this pandemic, a lot of people their life really turn upside down.
尤其在经过这样的疫情冲击之后，很多人的生活都颠倒了。
Some are financially turned upside down.
那么有些人经济真的都已经颠倒了。
Some the husband and wife are separately because of the pandemic they cannot travel.
那么有些我们会看到夫妻呢，因为这样的疫情不能够相聚了。
And some the children are stuck in other countries.
那么有些时候我们看到有些人的小孩也因为这样子不能够来看他的父母了。
Some they see the bank saving going down and down and down.
那么有些时候我们会看到自己的银行存款呢一路往下降了。
Sometimes we doubt, does God really care?
在这样的冲击之下，我们又会疑惑了，神真的关心我吗
？Jesus said, "Are two sparrows sold for a penny?"
主耶稣在这边告诉我们讲说，两个麻雀才。要卖一分银钱呐、
啊。Sparrow are the smallest animal they can buy to eat, but they're so small.
在那个时候呢，麻雀是最小的一种鸟类呢，可以买来吃的。但它们这么小。
You know, they're so small. If you want to do it for meat, I think there's only one bite and it's finished.
如果我们要真的拿来吃的话，麻雀的肉可能就是一口就没了。
And sparrow is not that beautiful.
麻雀不是最漂亮的鸟。
It's everywhere. It's very common.
麻雀是很普遍的，到处乱飞的。
It's so cheap, so common.
既然这么普通，这么的便宜
，But the Bible Jesus tell us，
但是主耶稣告诉我们说什么
？The Heavenly Father cares for them。
他说我们天上的父呢，非常的照顾他们呐、啊。
If not God's will, not God's time, they will not fall on the ground。
父如果不允许的话，没有一只可以掉在地上。
No matter how cold the weather is，
不论外面多冷
，or how hungry they can get，
不论这个麻雀多饿
，If not time for God，
只要父不允许的话
，they will not fall on the ground。
一只麻雀都掉不在地上。
Brother and sister, you and I。We are more precious than a sparrow.
所以想到这边弟兄姐妹，我们今天比起麻雀，我们在神的眼前更加宝贵了。
Yes, temporarily you may go through some struggles.
是的，暂时性的我们会经过一些困难。
No matter what they are.
那么不论是什么。
But you will not fall under the ground.
但是神若不允许，我不会掉在地上。
Because Heavenly Father uses His hand to uphold you.
原因是因为天上的父伸出他大能的手扶着我们。
And even though in verse 30 it said He has numbered our hairs.
那么就好像三十节说了，他连我们的头发都数过、哦。
Brother, sister, have you ever number your hairs?
今天问问自己，我们数过吗
？Yeah, sometimes we number. Oh, after the shower, I lost some hairs.
我们可能只数过掉多少头发。
Sometimes you cannot even count the hair you lose during the shower.
那么在洗澡当中，也许我们还数不清自己掉了多少呢
？Even though your hair is getting thinner when you age.
是的，我们年纪大了，头发少了。
But you cannot mention, you cannot number them. It's too many to count.
就算少了，今天头上的头发我们也数不清啊。
So Heavenly Father, do you care about us?
那我们看到这一节说，你的头发都被天父数过的。
Whenever you doubt about this, think about this verse Jesus tells us.
所以今天我们想到这两节，我们想到主耶稣跟我们亲自讲的。
Or sometimes when your heart is aching, your heart is hurting.
是的，在经过痛苦的时候，我们心痛啊。
You know what? Sometimes when we will doubt about God's love in the darkness of grief.
那么在这样心痛、在这样黑暗时期的时候，我们有时候真的对神会产生疑惑、怀疑、啊。
That may happen when, especially when you lose someone you love.
特别是当我们失去我们挚爱的。
Nobody like to lose someone we love.
我们都不想失去自己所爱的人。
But we know nobody can live forever.
但是我们都知道，没有一个人可以活一辈子的。
We will eventually lose those we loved.
因为我们最终都会失去我们身边所爱的。
Because they are not going to live forever, you are not going to live forever.
今天不管是我们或是我们所爱的人都不可能这样子活得永生的了。
So when we lose someone we love, or we are so hurtful in our heart,
今天我们失去所爱的人，我们的心痛。
Some people, some brothers and sisters, now will doubt, "Well, does God really love me?"
在这个心痛当中，有时候我们会甚至怀疑说，神爱我吗
？If God loved me, why would take him or her away from me?
那么今天神如果爱我的话，为什么把我最亲爱的拿走了呢
？That is very realistic. That is very practical question.
是的，这个问题是很实际、很实在的。
Does God love us?
那么神爱我吗
？Does God love? He cares. That Jesus really cares.
那么在这样的冲击之下，我们会问神说：“主啊，你还关心我吗
？”Of course, if you look at this picture, it seems that doesn't care.
但是从这边看起来，好像不是这样子哦。
But next slide.
但是下一页我们看。
When you look at, when you picture your heart.When Jesus came to the world, what did He do for us? Does He care?
我们把这个场景马上一换，看到主耶稣挂在这个十字架上，为了你跟我的时候，你觉得呢
？If He didn't care,
如果他真的不爱我
，He would not have come to the world to die for us on the cross.
他就不需要亲自来到这个地上为你跟我而死。
We know that how much He suffered when He was on earth.
我们都知道当主耶稣挂在十字架上是多么的痛苦。
Because He knows that everyone. Go living in this world of sin will go through all the suffering.
因为他看到人类就在这个罪中生活，那是痛苦无极，而且没有止境的。
But that's not the worst part.
这不是最糟糕的嘞。
The worst part is after you suffer in this world, you face judgment, you face condemnation.
更严重、更糟糕的就是在你这个痛苦的一生结束之后，你还必须要承受灭亡、没有永生的生命。
So Jesus came to the world.
因此，主耶稣为此而来。
To die for us.
为了我们而死。
To atone for our sin.
能够帮我们的罪重新赎出来。
So that we'll go to have eternal life after we die.
那在这样赎罪之后呢，我们就有希望回到那永生的国。
Yes, temporarily, when we see somebody we love, we die, we'll be so sad.
在暂时性来说，在我们生活当中，我们失去挚爱的人真的是很难过。
Sometimes you complain about God, why you take it from me?
有时候我们因为这样的失去，会向神抱怨说，为什么让我遇到？
However, when we think deeply.
但是我们真的静下来想。
Let's turn to how Paul teaches us to think.
我们看保罗怎么告诉我们。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
我们请看以弗所书。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
三章的第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 to 19.
以弗所书三章十六到十九节，十六节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。十七节。使基督因你们的信住在你们心里面，叫你们的爱心有根有基啊。十八节，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。十九节，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满了你们啊。
Here Paul tells us how can we strengthen our faith so that we can overcome the sorrow and sadness.
今天主耶稣说，今天保罗告诉我们说，怎么样让自己的信心重新刚强起来，来面对问题跟难过
？It's through faith，
是要经过信心、啊。
He said, verse 17, through faith in Christ。
所以今天说这个信从哪里？要从基督耶稣而来。
You understand God's love。
那么从这样子而来，了解神对我们的爱。
And then you'll be strengthened of your inner man, verse chapter 3, verse 16.
那么从十六节这边告诉我们说，要从心里面，从心里面哦，要有力量刚强起来。
There was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄
，who has a daughter, but the daughter passed away at a very young age.
那么在他小孩，他女儿很小的时候就离世了。
And then everybody was sad for him.
当然，大家在帮旁边的人呢，都觉得很难过。
Everybody tried to comfort him.
每一个人都想办法要安慰这个弟兄。
But they don't know what to say.
重点是不知怎么安慰他。
Because most people didn't go through this process. They never lose a loved one.
原因是因为呢，不见得在他身边的人都失去过挚爱的人。
So they don't know what to say to comfort the brother.
因此呢，他不知道怎么样用什么样的语言来安慰这个弟兄。
But they do have to go to their house and cry with him.
那么他们最基本能做的，就真的来到他家，一起与他同哭啊。
And to spend time with him.
然后花时间跟他陪伴他。
After a while, the brother understand.
过了一阵子呢，这个弟兄明白了。
He said, "Yes, I love my daughter."
是的，我很爱我的女儿。
But Jesus loved my daughter even more.
那么主耶稣呢，爱我的女儿更深呐、啊。
So he want to take her back so that she won't suffer anymore.
所以主耶稣在这个时候把我这个女儿带回去，让她不要在这个世界上受更多的痛苦了。
I know one day I'll understand why God do this.
那么我有一天一定知道神为什么在这个时候做这样的事情。
Yeah, this is called faith.
那么这就是叫做信心、
啊。When doubt come in, when the devil tells you that God doesn't love you, God doesn't care, cast it out.
当魔鬼借着这样的恐惧、疑惑来告诉我们说，你要怀疑这个神的时候，我们要真的奉耶稣名把他赶走。
Don't let this storm destroy your small boat.
不要让这样的风浪呢，将我们这艘小船给打翻、打毁了。
Jesus is on the boat. Jesus is with you.
原因是我这个小船上面有主耶稣坐在上面呐、
啊。He allowed this to happen. He knows what he is doing.
因为他在我的船上准许这个风浪发生，因此他知道该怎么做。
All we need to do,
我们今天要做的
is to come to him.
就是要能够来到他的面前。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
我们请看彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
彼得前书五章的第七节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
彼得前书五章的第七节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
This is the thing that we have to do every day to focus on God.
这节真的是每一天我们要做到的，我们要把我们的专注放在神身上。
When the stormy clouds gather in your life,
今天我们遇到了风浪啊。
Now, what do we do?
我们该做什么
？Cast all your cares on Him.
那么我们要把所有的忧虑啊卸给神。
If you have so many hours to worry,
今天我们花了很多时间担心受怕。
And why don't you spend the same amount of time praising God and in prayer?
我们反过来把担心受怕花的时间呢 来跪在他的面前, 向他祷告。
So just like today is Sabbath day, we come to God.
所以今天我们利用安息日来到他的面前。
When we come to God, we unload our care to Him. Tell God whatever you is disturbing you.
我们来到他的面前, 要做的事情, 也就是将我们的忧虑卸给他, 让他知道我们担心什么。
You know, sometimes we are so embarrassed to tell about other people what is our fear.
是的, 有时候我们在人的面前, 我们真的很难告诉人家说我怕什么。
Especially during the pandemic, we really don't have a lot of chance to interact with brother and sister.
尤其在这样疫情发生的时候呢, 我们也许没有太多的时间跟弟兄姐妹有互相沟通的机会。
Tell it to God.
但是呢, 告诉神。
Tell God, you are afraid to get sick.
告诉神说我很怕生病啊。
You are afraid of financial uncertainty.
我很怕因为这样的冲击我的经济不见了。 But
I know you love me.
是的, 我知道神你爱我。
You tell me to put it on you, and I now bring it to you.
那么今天我遇到这样的问题, 我就把这样的重担再卸回去给你。
Now, looking back at the story,
我们看回这个故事。
Now, if it happened one more time,
如果再发生一次的话,
how could the disciple face the storm?
那么我们看这些门徒怎么样来面对他们前面的这个风浪。
I think one thing is important is they have to build up their faith.
那么最重要的第一件事情就是他们要重建自己的信心。
How do we build up the faith?
那么如何重建信心?
Every time you build up your faith after you face a storm.
那么每一次重建信心的同时，我们就要遇到风浪。
And then we'll come out stronger.
那我们就在那风浪当中更成长自己的信心，更强。
And the next time you face another storm, you have experience.
那么下一次我们再遇到风浪，也许类似的风浪，我们就有经验了。
When your life is too smooth, it's not bad. Everybody looking for that, right? Everybody want a life of very smooth sailing.
今天我们都好像每一个人都希望自己的生活是一帆风顺一样啊。
But the fact is, when your life is too smooth.
但是重点来了，如果我们是一帆风顺的人生，
spiritually is not good for us.
在属灵上面是对我们没有任何意义的。
You know why?
为什么？
Because we'll be very self-centered.
因为一帆风顺的生活会使我们以自我为中心。
When you're very calm, when everything goes smoothly.
因为我们前面绝对是一切平顺的时候呢，
you think it is you. You can manage everything.
我们会觉得一切都在我的掌握之内。
You don't think you need God that much.
在我的掌握之内，我就不需要靠这个天上的神。
Yeah, I know God, but yeah, I'm fine right now.
是的，我信这个神，但是呢，我现在不需要他。
And when you are so smooth in your life,
今天如果我是一帆风顺的人生，
you tend to focus a lot about yourself.
我们会非常注重在自己的生活当中。
How do you enter and improve material enjoyment?
我们会非常注重自己说怎么样让自己更开心、更快乐。
How do you buy more things?
那买更多的东西。
Where do you want to go to travel?
那么我到哪里去旅游让我更开心？
I'm not saying that those are bad. Those are blessings of God.
是的，这些都是从神来的，不是我们坏事。
But when your life is too smooth, you focus on those things.
但是如果当我们人的一生是一帆风顺，我们常常会偏离在这个上面。
But when your life faced on,
今天我们的生活遇到困难，
immediately you think, where is Jesus?
在这个海浪当中，我们立刻要呼求神啊！
I look at this picture. The next we are already in this life, verse 19 already for a long time.
那么我们看到在19页这一页，你可以看到。
Right, look at this boat.
我们看看这个船。
Right, it is in a very calm lake.
在这个时候，我们看到船可以说是一帆风顺，非常平静海面。
But on the left, it is already raining. The storm is gathering.
我们看到在图的左边呢，真的是一直在下雨啊，风浪来了。
It's going to that direction.
那么这个船呢，是朝那个方向去的。
But the question is it ready or not?
重点是这个船已经准备好面对这个风浪跟暴风雨吗？
Is this boat ready or not?
那么这个船是不是已经准备好了呢？
Is your family ready or not?
今天我们这个家庭这艘船是不是准备面对风浪了呢？
Is your marriage ready or not to face a storm?
今天我们的婚姻是不是能够进入那风雨当中呢？
Is your children ready to face their storm?
同样的，我们的小孩是不是已经准备好要面对他未来的风浪了？
You got to get prepared when life is when it's relatively calm.
今天我们要在平静的时候把自己准备好，因为风浪就在前面了。
If you're not prepared spiritually,
如果今天我们在属灵上没有办法准备好面对风浪的心境，
then when the biggest storm comes, you'll just be destroyed.
当一个大风雨来的时候，我们会完全被摧毁。
You know, what worry me nowadays?
所以今天我最担心的是，
is what? We get complacent.
那么我们会觉得说自己很安逸啊。
It has been 7 months since the pandemic.
在这个当中，为什么呢？因为已经7个月都在疫情了。
You can check about yourself.
那么我们会自己看看自，先看看自己。
For the past 7 months, what is my relationship with God like?
在这过去的七个月疫情当中，我跟神的关系怎么样了
？I know some people are getting closer to God in the past 7 months.
是的，在过去七个月当中，我们看到有些弟兄姐妹越来越靠近神了。
But I know also some they go far and far off.
但是我们也注意到了，有些弟兄姐妹因为这七个月的疫情，离神越来越远了。
We have to check ourselves.
我们有时候就要自我省察了。
Because the biggest storm is coming.
原因是因为前面的风浪比这个还大。
If you look at the book of Revelation, the bigger tribulation is coming.
我们看到启示录告诉我们说，更大、更危险的风浪就要在我们前面出现。
More difficult times are coming.
更多、更困难的情况就要在我们前面出现了。
A few days ago, a civil Christian in France, their head got chopped off by extremist terrorists.
那么我都看到新闻了，几个礼上个礼拜在法国呢，有些基督徒被这个恐怖分子好像斩首示众一样嘛。
Terrorists, they just go to the church and slit the throat of a church caretaker.
那么这些反叛者就真的跑到教会去呢，见人就杀了。这恐怖分子就见人就杀了。
Already killed a few of them.
那么已经杀了好几个了。
In France.
那么这就发生在法国而已。
In a predominantly like a Christian country.
我们知道法国是一个属于基督教的国家里面。
Most of them are Catholic.
那么多半人都是属于天主教。
Can you imagine some people just going to church?And kill Christian.
我们可以看到有人就这么走进来，杀掉了基督徒。
Wow, this is really like the Book of Revelation said.
那么就好像启示录里面已经开始讲到的。
Maybe in the end time, it can happen everywhere.
那么在这末日的时候呢，这样的情况到处都会发生。
So the biggest storm is coming to us.
所以更可怕的这个风浪就在我们前面。
If we don't build up our faith right now,
所以今天如果我们不建立起自己的信心
，we are lacking.
我们总觉得啊，轻松一点吧。
Now what? Oh, only 1 hour, right? Nowadays we only come one session. Oh, one session is fine. The other time I just go shopping or doing my own stuff.
那在疫情的底下，教会的形态变成一个小时一天，每一次只聚一个小时。一个小时之后，哎，我就已经很自由了，干什么可以
？My Christian life only 1 hour for the whole week.
那么我的基督徒生活变在这个疫情当中，哎，变成一小时而已。
Sometimes we get slacking off.
有时候我们真的在这样当中反而放松自己。
But Jesus wants us to prepare for the next storm coming.
但是主耶稣却要随时装备我们，叫我们准备要面对下一个风浪。
How do we do it?
怎么做
？Or maybe when you are already facing your storm.
也许我们已经在风浪当中。
There's one advice from the Bible that can give it to us.
那么今天圣经里面告诉我们一个很重要的提醒
，which is we have to fix our eyes. Next slide, ready. Fix our eyes, focus on Lord Jesus.
也就下一页告诉我们，我们要仰望耶稣啊
！When we fix our eyes on Jesus, we drive over the fears, drive over the doubt.
今天我们仰望了耶稣呢，我们心里的恐惧会一个一个被除掉
，and the doubt will also disappear.
那么这样的疑惑也会一个一个不见了。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 14.
我们请看出埃及记14章。
14 verse 13.
14章的第13节。
Exodus 14 verse 15.
出埃及记14章13节，摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕，只管站住。”看主今天向你们所要实行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。
There were millions of people gathering under Moses.
那么摩西带领了超过百万的人。
They have just left Egypt.
他们刚刚离开埃及啊。
They were happy for a few moments.
在这个时候，他们正开心的时候啊。
Thousands of Egyptian soldiers are chasing after them.
那么在他们后面有大批的埃及的军兵在追赶着他们。
And then.There's a big Red Sea in the front.
在他们面前碰到的是一片的红海。
Wow! If they look back, it will scare them off.
当他们又转头看到兵丁在追的时候，就真的害怕了。
If they look at the front, they're even more afraid because there's no road.
但是往前看，前面完全连路都没有，红海一片，这更恐怖。
Nobody know how to swim.
因为没有人可以这样游泳过海呀、啊。
But even they can swim, they will not survive.
那么就算能够游得了，也活不下去。
So there's no way they can look.
换句话，他们已经没有路可以走了。
But Moses told them to focus on something which is not physical.
我们看到摩西却反而告诉他们呢一件很重要的事情。
Focus on God's salvation.
要能够专注在神的救恩上。
Focus on what the Lord is going to do to you.
要专注在神今天要为你们做的事情上。
Because your problem, those Egyptians will not be seen.
所以说，他说今天你看到了埃及人，以后不会再看到。
I think this is a very wonderful promise of God.
我们可以看到，这真的是神好美的应许。
Brother and sister, what are you facing right now?
今天我们碰到什么问题
？Those could be as mighty as Egyptian soldiers.
今天我们碰到的问题，在追赶我们的，很可能像埃及的追兵一样。
They have the most modernized weapon.
他们有最先进的武器。
They outnumber you.
也许他们已经超过我们的能力了。
And then you have nowhere you can go.
那么在这个时候，我们没有办，没有路可走了。
Yes, but when you are pressed to the brink.
那么，也许我们到了这个已经到了临界点了。
But God wants you to focus on Him and Him alone.
就在这个最急迫的时候呢，神要我们能够仰望他。
But the problem is, usually at this crucial moment, we are distracted very easily.
但是就在这有时候最惊险的时候，我们常常会因为这样而分心呢。
Recently, I read an article called "The Danger of Distraction."
那么最近呢，我读到一篇文章，叫做《分心的危险》啊。
We know that nowadays we're living in a world of mass distraction.
我们都知道，今天我们所居住的环境、社会啊，是一个分心的社会啊。
Since the internet, cell phone is so common, everybody got a lot of distraction.
那么今天呢，我们手机随处可得，各式各样的消息都随处可得的时候。分心是最重要、最大的问题。
And you know, when you walk on the street, a lot of people walking and then even checking the phones.
我们看好今天在路上走路的人，很多人都低着头看自己的手机。
Some even saw some people crossing the road checking the phones.
我会看到有人连过马路都低着头在看手机。
Some I saw some people when they're driving at a high speed, they're texting.
那我们看到有的人呢，甚至在车子里面开车都还在发简讯。
They think they are multitasking.
觉得自己呢可以一次能够这个多重的工作可以同时进行。
Actually, it's just distraction.
那么这些都是分心的动作。
Distraction can cause you a lot of trouble.
分心会引起问题。
You can bump into the light bulb, or you can fall when you fall into a hole, or you have an accident.
我们会看到这样的分心很可能会出车祸、撞到人，甚至造成自己生命的危险。
But spiritually, when we are distracted, even more dangerous.
但是在属灵上面，如果我们因为这样分心了，那更危险。
When we always look at our problem.
因为我们总是看在自己的问题。
Let's say if your children is rebellious.
那么今天我们看到说，比如说我们的小孩呢不听话。
And then you're very angry.
你就生气啦、
啊、And you don't know what to do.
那么生气的之余呢，我们不知道怎么办。
You let your emotion set off.
那么你让这样的情绪发出来。
And then the situation become worse.
然后整个场景呢就越来越糟糕。
Or you forgot to look at Jesus.
那么这个时候没有办法停下来，能够仰望神。
Or maybe your marriage have problem.
也许我们的婚姻有了问题。
You don't know what to do, but you just let your emotion go, and then you just fight.
在这个婚姻当中，我懂得只有发脾气，只有生气而已。
You forgot to look at Jesus.
却忘记了要仰望天上这个神。
The problem become bigger.
所以问题越长越大。
When you have financial problem.
今天我们经济财务上出了问题。
You don't know where is your problem.
我们不知道问题在哪里。
You just panic.
我们只是受不了，紧张了。
You forgot to look at where is your problem and rely on Jesus.
我们没有办法专心真的坐下来看到问题在哪里，也没有办法专心的仰望神。
So no matter where is our problem, what are they?
所以不管是我们的问题在哪里，在什么地方
，Where is your eyes looking at？
我们眼睛看哪里？
Let's look at slide number 23. This is a picture I want to share with you.
我们看第23页哈，大家可以看得到。
This is a picture of a person walking on a tight rope.
我们看到这个上面看到哦，这个人走在这个非常细的钢索上。
If you're familiar with this, I think you remember that was happening in the year of 2012.
那么大家如果记得的话，在2012年的时候
，a very famous tightrope walker is called Willandis. He walked on the tightrope across our Canadian Niagara Falls.
那么这个人叫这个人呢非常有名，专门有名什么走钢索，他就在这个加拿大的尼加拉瓜大瀑布上面走钢索。
Actually, he start from the U.S. side and walk the tightrope and arrive.Our Canadian side.
那么从美国一路走到加拿大，在钢索上用走的。
Nobody has ever tried this before.
那么这个人在做的事情，没有人做过。
Because the distance is very long.
原因是因为距离太长了。
And then there's some wind.
而且这当中呢，有风。
And also heavy mist.
而且又有这个雾气。
Only the backdrop of the Niagara Falls was scared to death.
那么光是看这个尼加拉大瀑布啊，其实都已经很震惊了。
And of course, it's very tall. The height is very tall.
然后再来就这个瀑布是非常高的。
But he wanted to challenge it.
但是他愿意来尝试一下。
I still remember on that day, 8 years ago, I was watching on the news. My heart is pumping. I said, "What happened to him?" Right?
我记得八年前哈，电视上现场转播，事实上我的心都跟他的心一起，都很紧张啊。
But he was so calm.
但是我们看到他走在上面的时候，
But when he walked in the middle, he kind of stopped for a while.
他走到正中间的时候，他停了一下。
Because it recorded, say the wind is so strong.
原因是因为呢，当时的风很大。
And then the mist is blowing.
然后再来，因为水汽很重。
I think you remember yourself if you visit Niagara Falls and then you use the ferry, you get close. Wow, the current, the air, the mist is just blowing to you.
如果我们今天去过你家大瀑布的时候呢，我们如果坐那个小船来到这个瀑布的底下的时候，我们知道那个风啦，那个水汽之重啊。
So he was kind of in the middle. He struggled a little bit.
所以他在正中间被这两样怎样事情呢所干扰了一点。
I was thinking if I were him.
我在想说，如果我是那个在走的人。
What would happen to me?
到底会怎样
？I think I'll be so scared.
我相信在那个当中，我真的是我们叫吓破胆。
Think about this, right? If I look down, if you look down when we are at that spot.
如果今天我们走在那个钢索上，如果往下看
，What would happen? I think your feet were kind of like totally give up.
那么再下来，光往下看这个就已经让自己吓都吓死了。
If you look back, maybe you want to turn back.
也许我们往回头看，会觉得说我干脆走回去吧。
But he keep looking forward.
但是我们看到这个人的眼睛呢，专注是一直往前看。
He keep calm. He keep looking forward.
他很沉静的一起往前，一直往前看。
He got to focus on one point, which is the finishing line.
换句话，也就是说，他只看着终点往前一直走就对了。
That is the motivation to help him to go through this.
那么这也就是让他能够走完全程的一个动力。
You know, brother and sister, sometimes it's just like walking in a tightrope in our life.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在自己的生活上就好像走钢索一样。
But there's only one person we should focus on.
但是我们的眼睛要放在什么人身上
？He's our hope and he's our finishing line.
那么他就是我们的终点，他就是我们的盼望。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
我们请看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
是第一节第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
希伯来书十二章一跟二节，第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架上的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Here tell us how can we go on the journey of life.
今天我们要看说怎么样走完这人生的道路。
Fix our eyes on Jesus.
换句话，也要就是要把我们的眼神仰望耶稣。
Looking onto Jesus.
要能够看准了耶稣。
Now we learn from Jesus. He did the same thing.
我们看看耶稣做的跟我们是一样的事情。
How did he endure the cross?
今天他怎么样能够忍受这个十字架上的痛苦
？Because the cross is the most terrible suffering that Roman people designed to torture the prisoners.
因为呢，十字架上的痛苦是罗马人设计专门去虐待那些犯罪的人。
A person can be hanged there for days without dying.
挂在上面的人可以在那边挂好几天都死不了。
It's a big torture.
因为这就是一种折磨。
But Jesus Christ, He endured this for us because He wants to save us.
但是主耶稣却忍受这十字架上的痛苦，原因是因为要救你跟我。
Here the Bible says, How did He endure it?
今天看说他怎么样忍得下来。
He focused on the joy in front of Him.
因为他专注在那摆在他前面的喜乐。
What kind of joy?
什么样的喜乐
？He's going to save the whole mankind.
原因是因为他要救全人类，救你跟我。
He loves His children.
因为他爱他的小孩。
He think about His children, you and me.
当他想到自己的儿女，也就是你跟我的时候呢
，He focus on that one.
所以他把这样的喜乐当成他的目标。
And then he can endure it.
然后他就可以忍受十字架上的苦难。
He endured that storm.
那么他忍受了这样的一个风浪。
So brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
，Whatever you're facing,
今天我们不论面对什么
，Fixing your eyes on Jesus.
我们真的要仰望耶稣啊。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
366.
336首。